This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome on this Thursday, March the 7th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host today on the Alex Jones Show. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about issues not only of liberty, but we're going to talk about life and death issues, folks. We've got a lot of news about disease, about cancer, about vaccines. Of course, we had Rand Paul yesterday. We talked about the fact that Rand Paul came out and said, look, I get vaccines. I've chosen to have vaccines from my family and myself. We choose the schedule on which we're going to take these vaccines, but everybody ought to have a choice. Then we had a Republican senator come back and say, no, I don't think you should have a choice. So let's talk about that issue a little bit today. You know, we've got Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy, announced yesterday he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Very, very concerned for Alex Trebek. So I'm sure, you know, as many of you prayed for me on New Year's Eve when I had the heart attack, I'm sure that he would appreciate your prayers as well. But we're going to talk about what the government is doing in terms of cancer. We've just had an announcement that they are going to look at food additives, and they have determined that they cause cancer in animals. They're going to ban them, but not until next year sometime. So they're going to continue to allow these things to go there. Why would the government do that? Well, because corporate profits are more important to them than your health. If they say that this is harmful, why wouldn't they ban it now? But they're not going to do that. And this, for the same reason that they gave vaccine companies immunity from any kind of lawsuits back in 1986, even though there is a somewhat secret vaccine compensation court. You can put that court in quotation marks, that has paid out over $4 billion in compensation. There is some good news on the horizon. There was an article about the effectiveness of CBD oil coming out of the UK in terms of treating lung cancer. So we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about larger, longer issues. You know, all of us, as we look at this, all of us want to have never die, right? That's always been the long-term promise. We're always looking for ways that we can get eternal life, ways that we can become like God. That is the oldest desire, the oldest lie that we've ever been told. And I think that as we look at the movie that is going to be released today from Marvel, not that to put too much on it, but in the forefront, what Marvel is pushing on us is a feminist agenda, as the star Brie Larson calls it, intersectional feminism. Whatever. I mean, if you're like me and you don't care what intersectional feminism is and you don't want a lecture from Disney about it, you probably won't be interested in going to the movie. But if you are going to go to the movie, maybe you ought to think about the bigger issues that are involved in this. Because I think there's something that is far more sinister even than the feminist agenda that's being crammed down our throats, crammed down the minds of our children so that we, you know, separate the sexes in the same way that we have separated the races in this country to make sure that there's animosity and division. That's really my concern about this. It isn't the roles that women are doing, but the way that Hollywood is putting this out there and slamming it in people's faces. And I think that Brie Larson, better than anybody else, has personified this in-your-face division that is being pushed on us by Hollywood. But folks, in the long term, what is really coming at us with the new technology is transhumanism. And the superhero movies have been pushing that idea for quite some time. I'm going to tell you how they're pushing that lie. You know, humanism never gave us any hope. It never gave us any reason to follow that. even though that has been the state religion for some time. Humanism is now being transcended by transhumanism. And that is ultimately what these movies, the dangerous, the really dangerous eternal lie that these movies are pushing on you. And
you know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, March the 7th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today only, we have a special for President Trump. Actually, they might extend this special a little bit longer. We have a company in North Dakota offering to build 234 miles of the border wall for just $1.4 billion. Now, that's a deal. President Trump should go for this deal. I'm sure it's not a limited-time offer, but as I've said before, when you look at any government project, just look at the highways, for example. Do you think that we could build the interstate highway system today with this government? No, they'd never build it. Look at the projects in your area. I could go down a list of five or six different road projects here in Austin that have gone on for years and years and have gone over budget in every respect. And it's not just roads. California had to just recently cancel their coveted high-speed bullet train that was going to be going through California. Why? Because they can't build anything at cost. How do we manage to continue to build homes, for example? Well, the answer is the government's not doing it. It's private, for-profit businesses that are doing that. And as I've said many times on my show, you can catch in the mornings starting 8 o'clock, here on this same network, InfoWars.com. As I've said many times, when you look in your city and you see these neighborhoods going up, they build roads in no time at all. As a matter of fact, they can build entire neighborhoods in a year or so. And yet, here in Austin, we have multiple road projects that are dragging on for a decade or more, that are costing way more than they ever anticipated. And then once they get finished, we don't have any more road capacity. That's the other thing that is so disgusting. They'll add an additional toll road lane. That's it. And so when I talked about that, I said, President Trump, when we talk about the amount of money that he needs, whether it's $8 billion or $20 billion or whatever it is, that's just the beginning. The government, especially the federal government, will wind up making the wall cost many multiples of that, probably wind up costing 10 times whatever they think it's going to cost. And it'll probably, even if they weren't trying to delay it, even if they weren't trying to delay it, these things typically take several times what they initially anticipated it would take. If they are trying to delay it, you can forget it ever being done. That's why I said, if President Trump wants to get it done, use the military. It really is, in spite of what everybody is saying, it really is the purpose of the military to defend our country. And if we're not going to do that, stop calling it the Defense Department. Call it the UN Mercenary Department, or whatever you want to call it. If all we're going to do is regime change, we don't need a military. You can go back to calling it the Department of War. That's what it used to be called. If we're not going to defend this country, then call it something else. But President Trump has the authority to defend this country. He has the largest military budget we've ever had. I don't think he needed to declare an emergency. Maybe that would be helpful to get some of the private property aspects that he needs to do in terms of eminent domain to build the wall. But if he's going to get it done, get the same people who built a dozen military bases and four airfields in Syria. And we didn't even know about it. Right? Did you know about that? We had the discussion years ago between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta. And Jeff Sessions said, well, you're going to come to Congress, right, before you go into Syria and you start putting troops in there? And he goes, well, Panetta, who was Secretary of Defense at the time, said, well, we'll let you know what we decide. We'll consult with our global partners, the UN and NATO. We'll talk to them, and we'll probably let you know what we decide. Well, the jury is in. They may have consulted with those people, or they may have just done it, but they didn't tell us, did they? You know, Jeff Sessions at the time was like, golly, I can't believe you do that. You are a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. You're supposed to have a vote before you go to war, before you put troops in a country. Well, they didn't. And they built a dozen military bases, four airfields in Syria, and they've been there for a while. Nobody really talked about it until President Trump said, I'm going to bring home several thousand troops. We were told, oh, there's just a couple hundred advisors there. And he says, I'm going to bring home 4,000. Then they said, well, no, there's 2,000 there, whatever. Now they're going to stay, some of them. So, well, it'll just be a few of them staying. Who knows if they're going to bring any of them home or if they're just going to bring some of them home and rotate them out. Nevertheless, they were able to do this quickly and using money in the defense budget without the authorization of Congress. I think that's an outrage, frankly. But we do have an emergency at the border. We got a story on Infowars.com. Department of Homeland Security says 1 million illegal immigrants are expected at the border this year. It really is an emergency. And we have, as Homeland Secretary Nielsen said, they have a massive number of women and children coming across. They give them all pregnancy tests because it is such a common thing for women to be raped in that dangerous passage. How about the Me Too movement? You think they'd ever be interested in that kind of thing? I don't think so. This North Dakota company said that they would do 234 miles of President Trump's border. They said people who are talking about this right now say the $1.4 billion that they've got would cover 20 miles of levee wall in the Rio Grande Valley, along with an additional 214 miles in the surrounding area. They would do it for $1.4 billion. I think you ought to take them up on that deal. That's probably even better than he could get the Army Corps of Engineers to do it. And there's absolutely no reason that we would not protect our country, not protect our border, not do it with money from the Defense Department. They've even got the illegal war on drugs, the unconstitutional war on drugs. And it is unconstitutional, folks. Don't ever let them tell you otherwise. This is something that was a UN agenda, conservatives. I know that you think, even after 48 years, many of you who don't want to see the misery that comes from drug addiction, you think that law enforcement can solve this problem. A lot of people in law enforcement will tell you otherwise. History will tell you otherwise. We've been doing this for 48 years. 10 years before Richard Nixon declared the war on drugs in 1971 with the schedules that we have now. 10 years before that, the UN created that schedule and all of the drugs, put them in all of those different schedules, and basically he just turned in the homework from the United Nations. You like what it's done to our country so far? We had alcohol prohibition. And we realized that it was a failure before we went 48 years with that failure. We also respected the Constitution enough that we passed a constitutional amendment. Of the 20-some-odd amendments, we've got two of them that are about alcohol prohibition. The 18th put it in. The 21st took it out. Why did they have that? It's because everybody knew that with the Constitution, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, they don't have the power to prohibit anything. And so now, as we look at Rand Paul talking about this bill to end the Afghan war, we have a situation now where all wars are permitted unless expressly prohibited. And that's basically what we have with our freedoms. Everything in this country that was protected under the Bill of Rights is now prohibited unless expressly permitted. We have turned the Constitution upside down and inside out. We no longer respect individual liberty in any way, shape, or form. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in terms of health. We're also going to talk about free speech. There's a lot of free speech issues. We're going to talk about the Marvel matriarchy that they're so happy about. It's being sold to us by Disney. But the bigger issue, I think, is transhumanism. And we're going to be joined later in the broadcast. We're going to have Katie Hopkins joining us here in studio. Before we do, real quickly, let's just talk, before we go to break, and we're going to go to break in about a minute and a half here. As I said at the top of the hour, as the show began, some of you, some radio stations don't carry that. They've got a news break. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has announced that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And I genuinely appreciated people praying for me with the heart attack that I had, and I know that he would appreciate your prayers as well. He says he plans to beat this low survival rate statistics for this disease. He says he has to. He's got a contract for 3 more years. So we hope that he does. The odds are against him. All the celebrities that I've known that have come down with this disease have not survived, except for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Allegedly, she has survived. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And I want to offer more than words of encouragement to Alex Trebek and other people who have been diagnosed with cancer, who have family members who are diagnosed with cancer. There's a story that's on the Daily Mail. Actually, it was a couple of days ago. And I'm surprised that this hasn't been picked up. The broader release here. They're talking about a patient in the UK. And this has been released in to a medical journal by the doctors who are treating him. He's 81 years old, and he had refused chemo treatment. He had also refused any other treatments from the doctors after they diagnosed him with lung cancer. The only thing that he was willing to do was take a couple of drops of CBD oil each day. And, I mean, this is nothing special in terms of its concentration. I'm just going here from memory. I think it was something like 20 milligrams per milliliter or something like that. It's a pretty standard dosage for CBD oil. And he didn't take a whole lot of it. He took, again, going from memory, take a look at the article on Daily Mail. Striking scans show lung cancer patients' tumors shrink because of CBD oil. He only did it for a couple of months. And it shrunk significantly. I'll give you the details here. But again, if you want to get the exact dosage of what he took, 20 milligrams per milliliter, I think is what it was. I think he took like 9 drops a day and then dropped it back to just 2 drops a day. And then after a couple of months, he said, nah, I don't like the way this tastes. I'm going to quit. This guy is somebody who all of his life has struggled with respiratory diseases. He had been diagnosed with a condition called COPD, which is a respiratory issue at a very young age, but he continued to smoke. And then I guess it was back in 2016, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. And they said, well, we'd like to do some chemotherapy. He said, nah, I got to do that. I'm not going to do anything. And so he took CBD oil. Now, when we look at this, and a lot of people don't understand the difference between CBD and between regular marijuana that has THC. These are two substances that are part of the plant, but you can grow a plant, even though the government, as part of the UN War on Drugs, had banned hemp plants, which have a lot of uses anywhere from paper to textiles and so forth, but also medicine. You can increase the CBD. You can selectively breed it to increase the THC. The THC is the psychoactive component of that. But the CBD can be used for medical purposes. I find it very interesting that even as we have a bill coming out of the federal government, Mitch McConnell there in Kentucky, along with Rand Paul, pushed for us to be able to grow hemp in the United States. Hemp is something that they used to use to make ropes, as I pointed out, textiles, many other things. And we could buy hemp products from Canada, but we couldn't legally grow them here in the United States because they had put it, the United Nations had put it in their war on drugs that Richard Nixon put into law 10 years later. And so they corrected that because it doesn't get anybody addicted. It doesn't get anybody high. And even though they did that, even though they did that at the federal level, even though we've had two-thirds of the states legalize marijuana for medical purposes and so forth, we now have places like New York City, even North Carolina, that are starting to crack down on people putting CBD oil in restaurant products or in coffee drinks or in smoothies or whatever. It's like, what is going on with this? Why do they hate it so much? Well, this may be the answer, folks. You know, there's a lot of money to be made in cancer treatment, isn't there? This is a guy, again, who had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. And even though he had that, this guy smoked 20 cigarettes a day in his 20s and 30s. He's now 81. He was diagnosed with a lung adenocarcinoma in October 2016 when he went to the doctor and complained that he was his breathlessness was getting worse. He'd always been breathless, but it was getting worse. Scans showed that he had a tumor. It was about 2.5 by 2.5 centimeters, which is about 1 inch by 1 inch. They showed that it also had spread to his lymph nodes. He went back. That was in October. He goes back in December of 2016, and they see that it had increased in size. And then he goes back again in July of 2017, and it shows that his disease was slowly progressing. At that point, he began to take some CBD oil, and he had a CT scan in November that revealed a near total resolution of the mass, according to the report that was filed in a medical journal. They said that this particular cancer that he had, this lung cancer that he had, only about 15% of the patients survive for 5 years, according to statistics. And so when we look at this, they caution everybody that this is a single case. This is a study of one person. But we've had a lot of testimonials from people throughout the years. They always say that. Well, that's just one person. This is not a scientific study. Well, who's going to do that scientific study? Why don't they do that scientific study? Good question. It's about time, I think, that they did. And it's about time that you stop having the government prohibit that from people, especially when we look at the fact that the FDA has just identified certain food additives that they say are carcinogenic. They've done animal studies. They're going to ban these, but they're not going to start doing it until 2020. They're going to do that. They're going to let the food manufacturers continue on with these additives because it's so important that they have things to preserve the food, to color the food, to make it behave in a certain way in the manufacturing process. So they are going to continue to let them put these additives in that they think causes cancer. They're convinced enough that it causes cancer that they're going to ban it, but they're going to allow the manufacturer of this to continue. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about the actual concern that our government has for your health and safety? That's why you have to be concerned about your health and safety. It said, following pressure from several environmental and consumer safety groups, reports EcoWatch, the FDA in October of 2018 opted to ban 7 synthetic food additives known to cause harm. Things like benzophenone, ethyl acrylate, pyridine, and styrene, things that you and I wouldn't know because they typically don't even put them on the label. They just list them as artificial flavors. But they're giving the companies 16 months to continue to use these things, even though they say that to their satisfaction, it has been proven to cause cancer in lab animals. They'll still be putting it in your food for another 16 months. Which brings us to vaccines again, because there is a epidemic of fear-mongering that is going on in the mainstream media about vaccines. Everywhere you look, they're talking about these epidemics of measles, for example. Well, you know, we have a lot of additives that are put into vaccines, the same type of stuff that they put into these food products. Sometimes they're used as preservatives. Sometimes they're used as adjuvants to try to irritate your immune system. Do you know what those things are? Have you looked at the label? Do you realize what the risks are? Should you be able to determine what those risks are? Do you realize that there was just a outbreak of contaminated vaccines in 3 states in the United States? One of them was Kentucky. Perhaps that's why Rand Paul went public about this, in spite of this epidemic of fear-mongering that is coming out of the mainstream media. We'll be right back.
And by Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure getting you a quick boost with burnout in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to play, we talked about this yesterday, but I want to play Rand Paul talking about your right to not have mandatory vaccinations for you or for your children. But I want to give you some context for this, because you may not be aware, I've only seen this reported in a couple of places. Not mainstream media is not picking this up. For the most part, it's just local media that's talking about the contaminated vaccines that were found in three states, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, that are causing infections. It was reported by WKRC that a company called Location Vaccination started providing vaccines for businesses in Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana back in September. Shortly after that, some people started noticing swelling and lumps at the injection site. Only after multiple people began complaining about infections did the health department step in, realized that the vaccines had been contaminated. They'd been improperly stored. And so they cautioned people that symptoms can show up to 3 months after getting the shot. Now, I think that that has something to do with the fact that Rand Paul came out and said, we need to understand that there are risks involved. And people need to be able to make their decisions. And we also need to understand, as I was just talking about in the last segment, the FDA coming out and saying, we're going to ban certain food additives that we've identified that we think, that we're convinced, cause cancer. And so we're going to ban these. But we're going to let the companies continue to sell them for another 16 months. Can you distinguish between the difference between food and additives? Do you understand there's a difference between food and food coloring? Do you understand there's a difference between food and preservatives that they might put in the food? Of course you do. But do you understand the difference when it comes to vaccines? Because with vaccines, as soon as you start talking about preservatives and additives and adjuvants and so forth, everybody freaks out and says, shut up, you're a stupid anti-vaxxer. No, I understand the difference, just like I understand the difference between food and food additives. I understand the difference between vaccines and vaccine additives. And you should understand the difference as well. And when we talk about the people who are getting infections from these improperly stored vaccinations, there was a story that I broke. I didn't break it. Actually, I talked about it. I say broke it because nobody else really talks about this kind of stuff in the mainstream media. You may not be aware that last July in Samoa, two children died immediately after they got MMR vaccines. It was a tragic story. Mother was there with their young toddlers. One kid gets a vaccine, dies immediately. Everybody freaks out. The mother, who is waiting to get her child a shot, says, no thanks. I don't want that. And they basically forced her to have that vaccine against her wishes. And she watched her child immediately die. Now, there was, as you can imagine, a great deal of concern in Samoa. But the article wasn't covered very far outside of Samoa. There were some New Zealand papers that picked it up, but outside of that, outside of the vaccine awareness movement, not too many people talked about this. And what they did was they did not go after the vaccine companies. They did not go after the hospital. They went after the nurses that administered the vaccine. They became the ones who were the scapegoats in that. And they said that it was because these things were improperly stored, that they were past their expiration date. There's another risk that they don't like to talk about. You know, we can talk about the adjuvants there that are designed to irritate your immune system, try to help it to respond to what they've just injected to make sure that you get immunity. They do that because they were having difficulty conveying immunity, so they put irritants in there. Do those irritants cause certain long-lasting lifetime conditions in some people that are exposed to that? I believe they do. But it's ultimately up to you, because your informed consent should be important to the government, but it isn't to most people. It is to Rand Paul. Here's what he had to say, and then I'm going to play the rebuttal from another senator, a Republican also, Cassidy, who's out there saying, well, if you believe in liberty, that's fine. Don't get immunized. But I don't think you have the right to expose other people to the disease. Well, then you don't have any liberty at all. You know, the first thing is we can talk about whether or not a particular medicine is effective. But the first thing should be, is it safe? It used to be part of medical ethics, going all the way back to the Greek physician Galen, who said, first, do no harm. That should still apply. And we should have physicians who advise us of the risks, because every course of action or even inaction carries its own risk. And then ultimately, we should be able to decide, just like that guy who said, no, I don't want chemotherapy. No, I don't want radiation or surgery. I will try CBD for a little bit. And then it worked. But he also should have the right to refuse all treatment. Don't you think? Are we pro-choice? Not unless you're talking about killing babies. Here's what Rand Paul had to say about forcing vaccinations.
I'm not a fan of government coercion, yet given the choice, I do believe that the benefits of most vaccines vastly outweigh the risks. Yet it is wrong to say that there are no risks to vaccines. Even the government admits that children are sometimes injured by vaccines. Since 1988, over $4 billion has been paid out from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Despite the government admitting to and paying $4 billion for vaccine injuries, no informed consent is used or required when you vaccinate your child. This may be the only medical procedure in today's medical world where an informed consent is not required. Now, proponents of mandatory government vaccination argue that parents who refuse to vaccinate their children risk spreading these diseases to the immunocompromised community. There doesn't seem to be enough evidence of this happening to be recorded as a statistic, but it could happen. But if the fear of this is valid, are we to find that next we'll be mandating flu vaccines? Between 12 and 56,000 people die from the flu or are said to die from the flu in America, and there's estimated to be a few hundred from measles. So I would guess that those who want to mandate measles will be after us on the flu next. Yet the current science only allows for educated guessing when it comes to the flu vaccine. Each year, before that year's flu vaccine strain is known, the scientists put their best guess into that year's vaccine. Some years it's completely wrong. We vaccinate for the wrong strand of the wrong strain of flu vaccine. Yet five states already mandate flu vaccines. Is it really appropriate to mandate a vaccine that more often than not vaccinates for the wrong flu strain? As we contemplate forcing parents to choose this or that vaccine, I think it's important to remember that force is not consistent with the American story, nor is force consistent with the liberty our forefathers sought when they came to America. I don't think you have to have one or the other, though. I'm not here to say don't vaccinate your kids. If this hearing is for persuasion, I'm all for the persuasion. I vaccinated myself. I vaccinated my kids. For myself and my children, I believe that the benefits of vaccines greatly outweigh the risks. But I still do not favor giving up on liberty for a false sense of security.
That's always the exchange, isn't it? Give me your freedom for a promise of security. That's what we've done with the Patriot Act. That's what we've done with the TSA. You know, just had a story of a guy that got caught by the TSA trying to bring a RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, on board a plane. And I told my wife, she said, look at this. I said, it doesn't surprise me as much that a guy would try to bring an RPG on a plane as it does that the TSA would be able to find it. Because they fail on all these different aspects. But the biggest failure is the failure of the American people to fall for that false promise. You've made that Faustian bargain with them over and over again. You never get freedom when you give up your liberty. Are people in prisons, they're completely secure, aren't they? But they don't have any liberty. Do we think that if we can lock everybody up in prison, if we live in a police state, in a prison state, that's preferable to a state of liberty? Liberty comes with risks. Inform us of the risk. Quite frankly, you know, we look at Cassidy. I don't think that he believes that these vaccines are effective because he's so worried about being exposed to measles. You'll get real immunity if you get measles. I know I had it. Everybody in my generation did as children. Some people have bad side effects of it, but that happens with anything.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. I've got one more thing to say about vaccines. Then I want to get into what's going on with the matriarchy that is being pushed on us, as well as the transhumanist agenda that you may or may not be aware of. And then the next hour, we're going to be joined by Robert Barnes. Later in the program, we're going to have Katie Hopkins join us. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of stuff coming up here. But before we get back into how this freedom of choice in medical issues plays out, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we've chosen to focus on natural health remedies, things that are going to help you to make informed choices about your health as well, and to also support freedom of speech. So freedom of choice, we are the people who are really pro-choice. We don't support euthanasia, we don't support abortion, but we support health choice. Isn't it interesting how these different groups shake down on the issue of choice? That's why I don't use the term pro-choice when I talk about Democrats. They are just simply pro-abortion. They don't want you to have a choice about how to educate your child. They don't want you to have a choice about how to what kind of medical treatment you or your children are going to have. And quite frankly, folks, if we go to government provided health care, they will be the ones deciding not only what health care you get and when, but they will also decide things like whether or not you're going to have meat. It's not just going to be the green issue. It's also going to be the other kind of green, the kind that goes in your wallet. They're going to decide that because they're paying the health bills, they get to decide what you're going to eat. Don't be surprised when they take environmentalism and government health care and combine those two to dictate your diet to you. But right now you do have a freedom of choice, and you do have the ability to choose to support us here at InfoWars with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the products that we have that I take regularly is DNA Force Plus, and it is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 33% off. Again, DNA Force is one way that you can slow down the deterioration of the protective end caps on your DNA without getting down into the weeds and getting too detailed. Just look it up. Look up telomeres. It's very well known. You can predict somebody. It's like a biological clock. We all have these little end caps on our strands of DNA, and they gradually disappear over time. Once they're gone, the DNA strands start to disappear. All kinds of strange things will happen to you that you don't want to have happen, including side effects like death. So you want to make sure that that lasts as long as possible. That's the whole idea behind these supplements here with DNA Force. It's got a lot of ingredients here, especially PQQ, a very expensive, difficult ingredient to get. But right now it is 33% off. That is a big savings because PQQ, along with the other ingredients that are there, and there's a lot of very effective ingredients that make that, that help the PQQ to work. But the PQQ makes it expensive to get. So 33% off of DNA Force is a big savings. Get that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off of Alpha Power and BodEase. BodEase is a great way to fight inflation. It has turmeric and other natural ingredients that work together to ease inflammation of your joints and other inflammation throughout your body. And for a limited time only, we have InfoWars Select Storable Food Products, up to 50% off. They have a shelf life for 25 years, made in the USA. They are non-GMO, and it's going to be the best storable food you'll find, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I want to play a clip from Cassidy. He's a Republican who doesn't seem to care too much about liberty. And what he's saying is, well, we're going to put forward a requirement that you cannot enter school unless you are vaccinated. Well, throw me into that briar patch, please. Because quite frankly, I was always concerned about what they'd be injecting into my kids' minds with their indoctrination in the school. So my wife and I made the choice, even though she was a school teacher. I would say not even though, not in spite of the fact she was a school teacher, but because she was a school teacher, we knew what they were doing. And we made the choice to homeschool our kids because we didn't want them messing with their minds or their bodies, which they now want to do. So here's what this Republican has to say, who thinks, okay, fine, you want to have your freedom of choice. Well, you don't get to expose other people to diseases. Evidently, he doesn't think the vaccines work for the people that take them because they're so worried about being exposed. But here's what Cassidy had to say.
That in terms of a requirement, the requirement is just that you cannot enter school unless you're vaccinated. Now, if you're such a believer in liberty that you do not wish to be vaccinated, then there should be a consequence, and that is that you cannot infect other people. Mr. Boyle, if your child is born with immunodeficiency, and someone comes to your school who is not vaccinated, and the lack of herd immunity means that your child, who no fault of their own, cannot be immune, is it a victimless crime that somebody doesn't get vaccinated and your child dies? I mean, my gosh, you're the guy who's representing those people who, whatever reason, the vaccine doesn't work or they're particularly susceptible.
All right, I can't take any more of this guy. That really makes me angry. This is the same government who leave the borders wide open. We've just had 200 cases of TB. They shut down a Georgia high school. They tested them for, more than 200 Georgia high school students were tested for tuberculosis. They didn't have the disease, but they had others that did have the disease that came in because they allowed them into this country. We don't care who comes into this country. We don't vet people for health issues. We used to do that at Ellis Island. People talk about the Ellis Island experiment. We did test people when they came into this country once upon a time and for health issues, but we don't do that anymore. CDC, during the surge of immigrants back in 2016, when the Obama administration said, come on in, if you're young, we're not going to throw you out. Well, the CDC warned many that many staff would be infected, Border Patrol, that many would be infected with tuberculosis, and they didn't tell the public. This was something that was only discovered recently when Judicial Watch went through the documents with a FOIA request. And right now, in Texas, we have at the detention centers, as I reported yesterday, we have 200 cases of mumps. Remember, we have MMR, the mumps and measles, rubella vaccination. Why are they not concerned about that? Well, because they're not concerned about illegal immigration. See, certain things are more important than your health. Things like corporate profits. That's why they delay prohibiting additives into food that they know cause cancer, that they believe cause cancer. That's why they don't worry about people coming into this country with things like tuberculosis or Ebola. Remember when they brought the Ebola cases in? And we had the guy who was the mayor or the town council, some local official up in Dallas, basically licked the walls to show us how wonderful it was that we didn't have to worry about Ebola. And yet, look at the risk with Ebola. Look at how contagious that is. Look at the number of people who die with that versus the number of people who die with measles. It's very rare to die with measles. And yet, we've got more cases of mumps at the Texas detention centers than they do nationwide of measles, and they are freaking out about the measles. I'm not freaked out about the mumps, quite frankly. It's more dangerous if you don't have real immunity, if you get it at a later age. That's why when I was growing up, in my generation, if somebody in the neighborhood got one of these childhood diseases, you would send all the kids down there to get it at the same time so they would get real immunity. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons sent a letter to some of these statists like this Republican Cassidy, again, another doctor who was shilling for the pharmaceutical industry. It wasn't enough that they gave them immunity from any financial responsibility for the harm that they did back in 1986. Why would they need that if it didn't cause harm? We've paid out more than $4 billion in damages to in the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. It's not a real trial. You go before a special master. Well, these people think that they are our special masters and we're their slaves somehow. But this is what the AAPS says. It says, how much of a threat is required to justify forcing people to accept government-imposed risks? Regulators may intervene to protect the public against a one-in-a-million risk of a threat, such as cancer from an involuntary exposure to a toxin. Yeah, they do that, don't they? They do eventually get rid of some of these additives into food. Or a 1 in 100,000 risk from a voluntary occupational exposure. What is the risk of death, cancer, or crippling complication from a vaccine? There is no rigorous safety study of any sufficient power to rule out a much lower risk of complications, even 1 in 10,000 for vaccines. They don't even bother to do the studies. They just say, take the vaccine or your kid's not going to get into school. And we've got more than 100 bills in 30 states right now trying to force people to take vaccines that they don't even bother to do the studies on to see if they're safe. Why bother? They've already given immunity to the big pharmaceutical companies because what really matters is being able to have the power to force you to do whatever they wish. When I look at situations like this, I have nothing but contempt for people like Cassidy. Shame on him. And good for Rand Paul. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.